Like I said earlier, I was in a good situation in New Orleans. I worked with great people there, a good environment. So I wasn't one of those guys that was just looking at to jump to the next job. This was a very thorough and calculated decision by me and my family. And that's because this is a historic franchise that desperately wants to win, and they're willing to do whatever it takes for that to happen. And I want to be leading that charge. Yeah, I have learned from those, and I think I touched on those earlier, but the main thing about that is, hey, it's not always a honeymoon. I mean, I'm smiling today and things are great today, but how do you handle yourself when it's not that way? You know, how does a head coach handle himself when it's not that way? So I think I've learned that I can handle adversity and persevere through it. I'm a very competitive person, a very aggressive person, and challenges like that don't bother me. I'm really, really excited about it. I was telling my wife, I remember leaving Eastern Illinois in some beat-up car, driving down to New Orleans for the job interview. And the other night, we're flying back here to become the general manager of the Chicago Bears. And I'm really proud of that. I'm really proud of the path that I took. And it just makes me smile. I think just getting to know Ted and everything that I've heard about Ted. And Ted, honestly, reminds me a lot of Mickey Loomis, who I've worked with in New Orleans. So I think there's an automatic connection. I think our relationship is going to be important. You know, me and Ted's daily communication, as with me. So I'm comfortable with the hierarchy here. I wouldn't be here if I wasn't comfortable with that. In the NFL, I think there's guys that are always looking for their next job. And to me, that can be a little selfish. My entire focus was on making the Saints better every day. And I was confident that if I worked hard and we won games, that one day this opportunity would come. And I talked to Mickey and Sean about this at length. Because you only get one first shot at this. This is a dream for me. You only get one first shot. So it better be right. And the more I thought about this, when I came up here, and honestly, they were interviewing me, but I was interviewing them. It's got to be a fit both ways for it to work. And the moment I walked in the building, and I met George and I met Ted, and I can just feel it. I'm telling you, I feel it here. This is going to be set up to win and sustain success. I'm excited about it. So once I got in the building, I met the ownership, the historic franchise, the city of Chicago, coming back to Illinois. My wife's from here. Everything just felt right. And again, I trust my instincts and my gut, and that's why I'm here. You know, I haven't talked to him yet since this happened, and I'm really looking forward to that conversation. My brother-in-law, too. So it's funny, when me and Stephanie were married and he did the toast, and his toast was, hey, I'm going to root for the Saints every game except for when they play the Chicago Bears. So he said that the whole way through. So I think about my time at Eastern Illinois, too. I was surrounded by Bears fans, and my father-in-law, my brother-in-law, the big Bears fans. So now we can all be together in this. So that's exciting.